We're going to take about 8 or 9 minutes together to talk through what's driving the value of UK fire safety businesses at the moment. It's a complex picture, and the details really do matter. The market for selling a fire safety business in the UK is stronger now than at any point since the Grenfell tragedy. Private equity is a major force, with consolidators backed by investment funds driving a huge proportion of all deals. But this isn't a story about all boats rising on the same tide. The question isn't simply, what multiple will I get? It's about where you sit on a very wide spectrum. A band that stretches from perhaps 4 times your profit at one end to 13 times at the other. Owners running good, solid regional businesses, but perhaps still on legacy paperwork, are selling for 4 to 6 times their profit. At the other end of the scale, owners with strong BAFE accreditation, dense recurring revenue, and a clear management team are achieving 9, 10, even up to 13 times. Understanding what creates that gap is the single most powerful lever an owner can pull in the year or two before an exit. There are really 3 deep structural currents pushing valuations upwards. The first is the Building Safety Act of 2022. This legislation creates ongoing, lifelong accountability for fire safety in buildings, especially what are called higher-risk buildings. These are typically taller residential blocks. This compliance burden translates directly into long-term recurring contracts for fire safety specialists, and buyers value that kind of revenue very highly. The second driver flows from the second phase of the Grenfell Tower inquiry. The government has committed to a plan to remediate all high-rise buildings with unsafe cladding. This has created a multi-year, government-backed pipeline of demand for fire engineering, risk assessments, compartmentation surveys, and all the related maintenance work. Buyers see that pipeline, and they price that predictable future work into the multiples they are willing to pay today. And the third factor is accreditation, specifically BAFE. The BAFE Fire Safety Register is the trusted, independent mark of quality. For practical purposes, a business without at least one BAFE scheme is largely uninvestable for the big institutional buyers. A business with 3 or more relevant schemes can command a premium of 0.5 to 1.5 points on its valuation multiple, compared to an unaccredited competitor. It's a powerful combination of regulation and predictable demand. So how do buyers actually calculate what your business is worth? They tend to use a blend of 3 methods. The most common, by far, is the EBITDA multiple. EBITDA is a measure of profitability. It stands for earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization. For businesses making more than about £300,000 of this adjusted profit, buyers will typically offer a multiple of that number. In the current market, that's somewhere between 4.5 and 13 times. But increasingly, a second method is used alongside it. This is a multiple of your recurring revenue. For a business with sticky monthly contracts, for alarm monitoring, for example, a buyer might value that specific revenue stream on its own. Monitoring revenue might be valued at 35 to 45 times the monthly figure. Inspection contracts might be valued at 2 to 3.5 times the annual revenue. For a business with £100,000 of monthly monitoring contracts, that revenue alone could be valued at £3.5 to £4.5 million. Before a buyer even looks at the rest of your profit, the third method, a simple multiple of revenue, is much rarer. It's sometimes used for very fast-growing businesses where profit is being deliberately suppressed to fund that growth. But in a mature sector like fire safety, buyers expect profitability. The key thing to understand is this. In a well-run sale process, a buyer will typically pay the higher of 2 numbers, either a single multiple on the whole business's profit or a sum of the parts valuation, where they value the recurring revenue separately from the one-off project work. If you only present your headline profit without breaking out the quality of your recurring income, you can easily leave 10 to 25% of the value of your business on the table. So let's talk about those multiple ranges in a bit more detail. For a smaller owner-led installer with low levels of recurring work, making between £150,000 and £400,000 in profit, the multiple is likely to be in the 4.5 to 6 times range. For a mid-sized regional business with a solid maintenance book, making between £400,000 and £1 million, that multiple could climb to between 6 and 8 times. If your business has strong recurring revenues, making up over half of your turnover, you might see multiples from 7.5 to 9.5 times profit, even on profits of £500,000 or more. Once you get to a multi-region, BAFE-accredited business with profits between £2 and £5 million, the multiples can reach 8.5 to 11 times. And for the true platform grade, national players making over £5 million of profit, valuations can hit 10 to 13 times. Specialists, for instance, in passive fire protection or fire engineering, can also attract very strong multiples, often in the 8 to 12 times range. And remember, on top of these base figures, there are those consistent premiums for having deep BAFE accreditation and for having a high density of recurring revenue. You can see how a good business can quickly climb from a 6 times multiple to a 9 or 10 times multiple in a competitive process. When a sophisticated buyer looks under the bonnet of your business, they are really pricing about 11 different factors. They look at the quality of your compliance and your contracts. That means the breadth and depth of your BAFE schemes. The quality of your customer contracts. Are they multi-year deals with automatic renewals? And what portion of your work is driven by the non-negotiable demands of the Building Safety Act? Then they look at the shape of your revenue. What percentage is truly recurring? How concentrated are your customers? If your top 5 customers make up more than half your income, that will discount your multiple. Buyers also value long-term public sector and social housing contracts more highly than ad hoc commercial work. Next, they analyze your operations. How geographically dense is your work? A tight service area means higher engineer utilization and better margins. They'll look at your workforce stability. Engineer turnover is a major red flag for buyers, and they'll assess your systems. Can they be scaled up? Can they plug another acquisition into your software? And finally, they look at your trajectory. They buy future growth, not just past performance. They want to see a 3-year track record of organic growth, new customer wins, and evidence that you have the power to increase your prices. The buyers looking for these attributes fall into a few clear groups. There's a core of private equity-backed UK consolidators who are very active. Names like Newpath Fire and Security, ABCA Systems, Obsequio, and Checkmate Fire. Most of these are running active acquisition programs and typically pay in the 7 to 10 times range for the right kind of business. Then there are larger UK strategic buyers, perhaps a group like SureServe, which adds fire safety businesses into its broader compliance platform. We are also seeing growing interest from international players, particularly from the US. Groups like Pye Barker Fire and Safety are extremely acquisitive and are understood to be looking seriously at the UK market. And for smaller deals, perhaps in the £500,000 to £3 million value range, there are family offices and other independent buyers who can offer flexibility and a faster completion. For an owner, the reality is that out of this whole universe, there are probably only 8 to 15 buyers who are a perfect fit. A targeted process, run by an advisor who knows them, will almost always outperform a generic one. So, if you run a successful fire safety business and are perhaps 1 to 3 years away from thinking about a sale, what are the most valuable things you could be doing right now? First, audit your BAFE position. Get a clear picture of the schemes you hold and identify which one or two would most strengthen your position and make a plan to get them. Second, reconfigure your accounts to separate recurring from project revenue. This is fundamental. Track your monthly monitoring revenue and your annual inspection revenue as distinct streams. Third, start moving your customers onto multi-year contracts with automatic renewal clauses and inflation-linked price rises. This is probably the single highest impact action you can take. Fourth, start documenting your customer churn and your renewal rates. Buyers will calculate this anyway, so presenting it cleanly puts you in control of the story. And finally, look at your team. Founder dependence is one of the biggest discounts applied in the market. Hiring and developing a capable operations or commercial director who can run the business without you is a direct investment in your ultimate sale price. The final value of your business isn't a number you are simply given at the end of a process. It is a reflection of the quality, discipline, and foresight you build into it, long before you ever decide to sell,